a July holiday. I know loads of people took 3, 4, 5 days off, but we are here and there's lots of work happening in Washington. Not really. We wish there was lots of work happening in Washington. Remember, here's how this show rolls if you just tuned in for the first time. This is your overnight highway for expressing yourself. So we invite you to chime in, especially as we start off the week. You can throw in your 2 cents at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. How about that abroad? It gives you your digits when you didn't even ask for them. All right, we're going to talk about a couple of things, including Ernest Borgnine passing away. Why is that significant? Well, because I like the guy's voice, and I like some of the movies that he was in. And he lasted a long time in Hollywood. Anybody who can stretch out a career 6, 7 decades, yeah, you're okay in my book, especially when you're talking about anything to do with the Left Coast. It was a big day for records, especially when it comes to tennis. I got up very early. I know tennis. And I watched Roger Federer win his 7th Wimbledon title. It was pretty exciting. It was a pretty good match. It was worth investing those couple of hours. And then I went on to the boring talking heads that were part of the Sunday Swirl. That's what I call Sunday political TV. Anywhere you turn, of course, somebody is talking about something that happened during the week in Washington. And it was kind of one of those weird weeks in Washington since it was 4th of July and everybody was off. For the most part, there's still a lot of leftover conversation about health care and some of the other things that just went down from the Supreme Court, of course. Even the immigration law is being dissected and weakened thanks to Homeland Security. But the big stuff, a lot of it is happening overseas. What are we going to do in response to Syria? Hillary Clinton says that the days are numbered for al-Assad and his regime, saying this is pretty much it. There's going to be some fundamental change that has to happen in Syria. So what does that mean? Does it mean we're going to have boots on the ground? Senator John McCain was on one of the Sunday shows, and he was raving about that we needed to do something. It was inhumane. Why weren't we involved? We need to be there. We need to be in Syria. So we've opened up the floor. You're allowed to throw in. And we're going to talk about Ernest Borgnine, though, at the top. I want you to hear a little clip and see if you know what this is from. Check it out.
Hey, Mermaid Man.
Here comes the TV repair man.
What do you want from us?
Hold on. Just let me look at you.
Stay alert, Barnacle Boy. He's up to something.
Will you stop calling me boy?
All right, come on. Anybody know where that is from? That little snippet from a piece of very important television. One of the voices is Ernest Borgnine that you heard. You can imagine sounding a little bit older if you were guessing SpongeBob SquarePants. Ding, ding, ding. You are correct. So actor Ernest Borgnine, dead at 95 years old. He won an Academy Award for A Butcher back in the 50s and 55, Marty, for that movie. And he's died again in his mid-90s. He died of kidney failure Sunday afternoon. His wife and his kids were at his side. He was at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in L.A. That's where all the movie stars go, of course. And I tell you, he was somebody who was kind of an icon. He's kind of an icon because of the generations, like I said, that he went through, that he was able to weather the Great Depression. In fact, he was in the service, and he was discharged in the 40s. He reenlisted after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. And he made the move then when he came back from films and then TV. And he had 200 different projects. And it ended with what you just heard there, the children's cartoon SpongeBob SquarePants. Probably best known for McHale's Navy. That would be one of his highlights in the 60s. He was also on the celebrity game show Hollywood Squares. He played William Holden's right-hand man. in a Western called The Wild Bunch, and he was a guest star on a whole bunch of other shows as well. Like, you would have caught him probably on ER. It seemed like he was on a lot of shows. That's why I said the guest starring thing was huge for Ernie Borgnine. But I remember him because of watching so much SpongeBob SquarePants. I remember watching a lot of those cartoons, and he came up on SpongeBob. All right, we're going to bounce back coming up here on the show to your emails, and a lot of emails over the weekend. At the tail end of the show, we'll do that. A lot of your emails had to do with the weather. Oh, such whining from the East Coast. 115 is what it felt like in the Carolinas. Terrible, terrible, terrible weather there. People feeling like they were melting. So I had probably 15 emails about what the weather was like and what it was like on 4th of July and really what it was like the last couple of days. It was a very, very hot weekend, which is perfect because I'm headed to the East Coast, so why not jump into the frying pan? I'll be right there with you if that weather keeps up. And speaking of being in the frying pan, we certainly know that Eric Holder, after the contempt vote, is sitting in the middle of the frying pan. Now he's talking about the right to vote and saying that he is going to protect the right to vote at all costs. He's going to do whatever he can because, you know, with this election 4 months away, actually less than 4 months away, one of the big things was Florida trying to purge itself of unwanted voters, people who shouldn't have been on the rolls in the first place, dead voters or people who were in the country illegally. And, of course, the Justice Department immediately went right after the governor of Florida and the whole idea of doing that. But Holder, over the weekend, spoke at the National Council of La Raza in Las Vegas. He praised them for what they're doing, told them to keep holding politicians feet to the fire. And in case you don't know what La Raza is, it is the largest national Latino civil rights and advocacy organization, you'd have to say, in the United States. La Raza, you get crosshairs with them, and they try to do whatever they can to sink your battleship, in other words. So this was a big moment for him to really rally Hispanics, let's face it. And he was there representing the Justice Department, said that, look, we're going to do everything we can against every threat to undermine the effectiveness and integrity of our election systems and to infringe on the single most important right of American citizenship. This is his words, the right to vote. So here we go again. Florida with a voting standoff. It's like massive deja vu. Give me a break. Doesn't everybody want the voting to be clean across the board? Come on. And like I said, the Justice Department, they got a lawsuit challenging Florida's voter purge. More on that on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 6th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.96.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.36.69, $8.18.35 for a half ounce, or $409.17 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.36.69, $8.18.35, and $409.17.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, now party and compete, because baby, you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. That luck fella's got to hold on you. So spend money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. That chances go around. And if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
Ah, come on, you sleepy heads. Get your cup of Joe, settle in, and light up the lines. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. So I'm very excited because I do drink those cups of Joe, and every other week they tell you how you're going to get some horrible disease by drinking coffee, but then the third week they tell you, oh, no, coffee's good. It's good for your circulation. It's good for heart disease. I can't wait till we talk to Don Wiskin, because, you know, I'm taking the Extendivite stuff, which I think is awesome since it lowered my blood pressure and cholesterol numbers, and now on top of that, the coffee is supposed to be good. At least until another study comes out, that is. If you just tuned in, my name's Kate Delaney. Thanks for hanging with us. We kind of bounce all over the place, especially on Sunday so far. What I've thrown out is the fact that, you know, Eric Holder at this point was rallying the biggest, most powerful organization as far as Hispanics are concerned, La Raza, and telling him, hey, no matter what, we're not going to allow this election to be marred by not letting everyone vote. So what does that mean, Eric Holder? And squarely what he is pointing at, where he is aiming his gun, so to speak, is over what's going on in Florida because of the lawsuit over the Florida voter purge. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, here's the scoop. Governor Rick Scott says, listen, you look at how many people they had on the rolls who were dead or who weren't in the country legally voting, for goodness sake. I mean, who wants to go out and vote if in my county, in my state, I have 5,000, 10,000, 80,000, however many people who are voting, who are washing out my vote probably, and they're not even legal votes. That's ridiculous. We don't live in a pre-Panista world, which, by the way, is a reference to Mexico and their two corrupt parties where people are still stuffing ballot boxes. We live in the United States of America, and we don't have to operate like a banana republic. How we haven't had a more uniform system, I don't understand. Now, is anything ever going to be 100% foolproof? No. It's ridiculous to think that. But could we shoot for something in the 90s at least? Are you kidding? I get better odds on the Phillies going to the playoffs than on us, the United States, having a pretty good election where most of the people who vote, let's say 90%, really should be voting. So that was the whole push behind what Scott was doing, because they kept unveiling, finding these names that weren't legitimate. So isn't that what we would aim for, don't you think? Instead, it was like, no, that's racist, that's wrong, all this other nonsense. So you had Holder giving a big speech in Las Vegas and talked about, you know, he talked about the fact that he was going to do whatever he could, anything he could to make sure that everybody got a chance to vote. And the one thing that just wasn't said there was, okay, so for the people who are in this country working hard but aren't here legally, don't have a legitimate Social Security card, don't have their own voting card, we'll say, voter registration, they have somebody else's name or somebody else's, took somebody else's place in line or whatever, well, let's just let them vote. I mean, why do we have to show IDs? I don't understand why people think that is so doggone racist. I don't get it. And maybe it's because I always have to show so many forms of ID. When I go to the bank, when I've applied for jobs in the past, are you an American citizen? What's your driver's license? Do you have your birth certificate? Man, it's a good thing I have a copy of my birth certificate, because I can't tell you how many times people have asked for a copy of it or a passport. So I don't get it. This is what, you know, basically this is the deal. And is this what Democrats want? What Holder is saying is, hey, listen, we know how many illegal people do we have in this country. We know some of them are going to get to vote, and they're going to vote Democrat. So we want you to be able to vote, so I'm going to do everything I can to protect that right in Florida or any other place that issues any kind of a challenge that might shoot that possibility down. In Florida, showing an ID, I don't get why it's such a big deal. Why is that such a big deal? Robbing people of their right to have their vote count correctly. Why not? I have no problem showing a photo ID because I have to do it all the time. Do you have a problem showing a photo ID? To get registered to vote, you need proof of citizenship, right? At least in some parts you do. And that's what Holder is saying. He's not saying it out loud. He's saying it in a veiled way. Listen, we want you to vote for my friend, the president, and you are good, hardworking people. We want to make sure you get the right to vote. So don't worry. I'm going to fight Florida and any other comers. That's what I'm going to do. You know, they don't do that in other countries. They don't do that in Ecuador. They don't do that in Spain. They don't do that in Italy. They don't do that, well, I wouldn't say Greece. They don't do that anywhere else. Do they have people vote who shouldn't vote? Maybe. As many as we do? Definitely not. Definitely not. I mean, come on. To make sure somebody is a legal registered voter. And if they're not, what are they, a cheat, a liar, under the wire? I mean, that's what it is. Why shouldn't you be somebody who's registered to vote in the right way? I mean, isn't that voter fraud? Somebody said to me in an argument, I must be doing something wrong because of some of the arguments I'm having lately, off the air, by the way, that it was like voter suppression. It's voter suppression if you do that, if you don't allow anyone who wants to vote to vote. I mean, are you kidding me? I'm asking all of you listening to me. I know some of you are out there with one eye open. Tim in New York, probably tired, got to go to work, or came back from work. Mary listening to us in Missouri. Izzy listening to us in Missouri. I mean, is this not infuriating to people listening? Am I missing something here? You know, the Justice Department in March blocked a new Texas law that required voters to present personal ID before going to the polls. They said it could have a discriminatory effect on Hispanics and other minorities. Texas is among 8 states to require official photo identification, and the reason is because they're trying to stop voter fraud. But other people say, who are against that, that it's this, you're sending the poor, the minorities, and the disabled workers away. You're disheartening them. It's disenfranchising them. South Carolina had a similar voter ID law that was blocked by the Obama administration back in December. And then, of course, Texas and South Carolina had the option of asking a federal court to review it and allow them to be enforced this election year. Guess what? A trial starts Monday in Washington before a 3-judge federal court on the Texas ID law. What do you think they're going to come up with there? You look at the jurisdictions, and then you look at the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and then you look at the guarantee that all eligible citizens have unrestricted access to the ballot box. That's what Eric Holder would tell you. He'd say, look at 65. And absolutely, look at 65, and it should be people who are here legally. Eligible is the key word. Eligible, for goodness sake, citizens. Yes, I wish more eligible citizens would go and vote. Not people who were in under the wire that you're just trying to get to the polls. We know how this game is played. So, of course, it's a perfect thing for Eric Holder to do, but to pander to this group. To pander to the group. You might see it a little bit differently. And I always say this, I don't care what your stripes are. If you want to label yourself something, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between, confused, disenfranchised, that's all good. If you have an opinion, call 855-266-KATE. Going to the B-side.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries, or save on our 3-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all 1-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99, and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Computers crashing on Monday thanks to some malware. I'm going to tell you about that in a second here on ATN. But I want to flush out this deal that's very important about the voter ID and Texas. Here's what the deal is. They're going to have 25 hours of argument that starts on Monday. It goes out over 5 days. There'll be judges of the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, and they're going to decide whether Texas can require voters to present a photo ID, which would, you would assume, be a driver's license at the polls. It could be something else that would be official, but most people would show a driver's license. And Eric Holder is trying to compare the Voting Rights Act that was so necessary, should have happened, and was passed in the 60s, I already mentioned that. I mean, it flew through the Senate, flew through the House, and it transcended Democrat-Republican to protect black voters from whatever, all political ideas, whatever it was. So this has kind of been used as thrown against the wall every time there's something about fairness and election rules and all that stuff that are put on by local governments. And here's the thing. Local governments put on the elections, right? So the states have election folks that do this, that ferret all this out, that go from precinct to precinct. And the bottom line is this. That was 45 years ago when that passed, and it was huge. It was landmark legislation. It should have been. It was a politically charged issue, but it flew through. Flew through. And things have shifted since then. This is the thing, comparing civil rights, the Civil Rights Act, what happened then, the voting, to what's going on now, it doesn't wash. Because the bottom line is, and at this week's trial it'll be interesting, the bottom line is, why would you not, how is this unfair, this is what, I just can't get this. Why is this unfair to minority voters? Because you're talking about the fact that you want, that you have to have people who are voting, who are legally, who are eligible, eligible to vote. I have to be eligible to vote. I have to be the right age. right? I have to be a U.S. citizen. So now we're saying throw that to the wind because it's not convenient. And this is exactly what it is. They blocked the law saying it's unfair to minority voters. Texas sued the government saying that it was the measures were fair and that the Justice Department is only doing it for political reasons, going after the law. I mean, this is a way different Department of Justice than what we would normally see. It was a Republican who sponsored the voter ID law in the Texas House of Representatives. But, I mean, here's the thing, and it's very similar to Georgia. They've got it, too. The Justice Department didn't block Georgia. Indiana has a law that requires voters to have a photo ID. Will that be a factor in what the court considers with the Texas law? It's a legitimate question to ask. Existing Texas law says voters have to show a voter registration card which does not have a photo or an acceptable alternative like a driver's license or a utility bill. And they're saying that the voter, you know, the photo ID will prevent voter fraud. So you're going to have lots of testimony because you heard what I said about how much testimony is going to be over the 5 days. Be a lot of people talking about this, and there's going to be a lot of testimony. In committee hearings, they showed cases of, in Texas, they showed cases of dead people casting ballots for Obama. But what are, you know, how widespread is this voter fraud? And the Justice Department says that Hispanic voters are up to twice as likely to lack the form of ID as white people are. That's what they're saying. Saying white people will have the necessary stuff, but the Hispanics won't. Because what they're saying, the argument is, for them, getting a photo ID could be a headache. What a headache. What does that mean? Getting a driver's license? I don't get it. I don't get it. So I guess this is birth certificate stuff. Then maybe that's what it is. Two of the three judges, by the way, on the panel were appointed by Democratic presidents. So it's unlikely that the court is going to overturn the Obama folks. The Texas voter ID dispute is one of dozens, by the way, of challenges, I already said this, to the Voting Rights Act, which is aimed at defending voting changes, but also getting the Supreme Court to strike down the law is what some would tell you, right? The Supreme Court last considered the Voting Rights Act in 2009 and upholding Indiana law, so they did do that. And now there's a new wave of challenges here. And so now you got the whole picture on this position. You got the whole picture here. And I just don't understand aggressively how aggressive the Justice Department has become in pushing this and trying to enforce this. When you look at states and you look at states, I mean, isn't this overreaching? States' rights, state sovereignty. You know, give me a break. And what it is what it is. Who's voting? Who is going to illegally vote? Most likely, which way are they going to vote? And that's pretty much what we're saying here. I mean, how can you complain? Everyone I know, in fact, even plenty of Democrats, Republicans, Independents, are not complaining about having to show their driver's license to prove who they are. I don't get it. So if the photo thing is the backup, why are we even wasting taxpayer money to go through this rigmarole? Why? I don't want to. This is the thing, though. I'm tired of having to show my ID, and nobody else has to show their ID. How many dead people the last time around voted in the election in 2008? How much voter fraud was there? We're going to have all this voter fraud all over again. Why not just do it fair and square? You would think that that's what everybody would want. All right, I'm going to jump off my soapbox, and I'm going to invite you, because we're going to be talking about it this week, so this is just a little setup for you. If you do want to throw in, you know where to do it. I've already given you the numbers. I'll do it once again. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. This is going to definitely hit home for a lot of people, or maybe it won't, because is this another scare thing? The FBI is saying they're going to shut down internet servers that temporarily get set up to support people who are affected by mal software called the DNS Charger. Exactly. Hundreds of thousands of internet users could be you, whose computers are infected with this nasty virus, will be unable to access the web starting on Monday. Oh, man. I'm sorry, AT&T. How could I pay my bill online? It's going to be late because my computer is down. And it's so hot, I can't possibly get to the library. My tires are melting. So, over the past 5 years, get this, a group of six Estonian cyber criminals infected about 4 million computers around the world with a DNS changer. And the malware redirects infected users' web searches to spoofed sites with malicious advertisements. That's how this happens. So back in last November, the FBI and some overseas people they had partnered with in law enforcement arrested the people responsible. They got their servers, attempted to warn the people affected to get rid of the virus. The FBI didn't take down the rogue servers, as what would have happened is infected computers would have lost internet access. So to get rid of the problem, the FBI had Internet Systems Consortium, which is a nonprofit deal, set up temporary servers. That way computer owners would have time to get rid of the malware. So the servers were supposed to be shut down in March, but hundreds of thousands were still infected, blah, blah, blah. And a large number of them in the United States, about 70,000 in the United States. But compared to worldwide, they're saying 1.6 billion PCs worldwide. And you think they don't know for sure, but 339 million in the United States. Wow, that's a big number, isn't it? We're talking about PCs. So the FBI wanted to give them more time to check for the malware. How many of you raise your hand, because we have those special glasses that allow me to play professor once in a while so I can see all the hands that are rising. How many of you have checked for that malware? There's like five out of a sea of people that could potentially raise their hand. It'll be, you know what's happening. If you sign in and you are locked out and you are screwed up, chances are somehow you were sucked into this and you had no idea that you were. And you think about this, like, how could this happen? So I said it takes you to advertisements. Well, the example that they give is Netflix, for example. You click on that, and then you would be redirected to an unrelated website called Budget Match. So if the user searched for something and clicked through, the DNC changer would replace it. Get it? They made $14 million through those illegal ads. Brilliant, except for that they screwed everybody else up and the FBI caught them. We're heading to the mailbag next.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Computer crashes, you can blame those nutballs in Estonia who were making lots of do-re-mi until the FBI got them. And then they went down, marked as criminals, to a very dark hole. So here's the deal. July 9th was D-Day. The FBI is going to close down a network of DNS servers that a lot of people were depending on for correct internet access. The servers were part of a scam where that crime ring that I talked about in our last segment distributed that malware package called DNS Changer. I think I might have said Chargers. DNS Changer. So they converted it to legitimate DNS service. And it's been a widespread scam. I already explained this about how you end up going through, you click through and you end up with a bogus advertisement deal. So you got to check your system. That's what you do. You check to make sure, and it's pretty easy to do. It's pretty easy to find. There is actually a page, a DNS, if you go to the FBI's, if you go to the FBI's DNS checker webpage, it's pretty easy to see. And they have a list, and anyway, it's easy. Or you can go to, I'm gonna give it to you, because I'm already getting a lot of people that are hitting me up for this, now that I've scared you. The DNS Connect-OK-US. That's how you can test your connection. If the tests come up clean, you don't have anything to worry about. So I'm going to say it again. I'm going to give you the link before we go to the mail. DNS-OK-US.US, right? .US. Pretty easy. And you can check. I think some other people are already checking to see if to see if hell's bells, if they have to be worried about this. And that's a good thing. Even Harmony. I see that Harmony says, thanks, guys. I did that test for the computer going down. It was green. Is there anything else I need to do? I don't want to lose the computer. Yeah, it's the FBI thing that I just gave you the link to. Do what she did. Do what Harmony did for sure. And then you won't get caught, hopefully, in a bad computer situation. It's the worst, isn't it? When you can't figure out what's going on with your computer, you can't search the web, you know you're stuck. All right, without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
I do. I have mail. All right, I had a lot of mail from people complaining about the weather, and I thought it'd be fun to go to them all at once at the top or different ones at the top quickly. This one comes to us from Pete, listening to us in Jersey. He says, yo, Delaney, I know you're from here. You should be happy you're not living here now. Felt like it was 110. I think it hit 105 over the weekend. Not even a trip to the Jersey Shore will help, minus Snooki, of course. I get it. Clever. This one from Minko, and Minko apparently somewhere in the tri-state area says, hey, I'm from the tri-state area. I listen to your show. Love it. I got to say, you should be glad you're not living here. It is like walking through fire. It is that hot. Very few people are sitting around with backyard pools. Maybe that's part of the problem. If you could just hang out in the pool, although the water would probably be warm. It is no fun. Hope you're in a much cooler place. This one from Peekaboo. Peekaboo says, hey, it's no joke. It is so hot. Hotter than Hades. Hotter than anything I could possibly describe in my email to you. Think 110 degrees. That's what we're getting here in Vermont. Oh, I didn't know Vermont. I thought Vermont was getting cooler weather. You must be listening to us on WVMT, our rockin' affiliate there that we've been on forever. Big shout out to Ernie and the boys. All right, here we go with another one. This one from Judd, who says, unbelievably warm in the Carolinas. Usually it's so nice here, Kate. I don't understand. Do you think it's global warming? I've never been an advocate of that ridiculous theory. I think it's just the wild, wicked change that happens, and we go through weird cycles. I hope so, because I'm not really in for global warming. How about you? No, I don't want to see global warming. Of course not. Whenever there's these strange patterns, that's what everybody questions. But then you talk to other scientists who say, no, there aren't patterns that prove that. You got scorching heat, though, and you have temperatures that are shattering records all over the place. Like 3,000 records went down overall. And it's definitely fraying nerves, I can tell you that. When you, you know, when you hit 100, that's it, game over. St. Louis, love St. Louis, had some really good times in St. Louis, would not want to be in St. Louis with over 100 degrees. 10 days in a row, the mercury has gone to 100 or better in St. Louis. It's the second longest streak of 100 degree plus temps they've had since the 30s. Chicago, bad place to be when it's super hot. Temperature there, 100 degrees or higher for three straight days, just enough to ruin the holidays. So, yes, the holiday was strange. You had the big power outage in Washington, D.C., where they had 95 or higher for 11 days. Sunday made it the 11th day. That's their longest streak ever recorded. And there's a whole bunch of stories similar to that. North Carolina definitely hit hard. In Raleigh, they were talking about 105 degrees. I mean, I could go through all kinds of cities for you. I know there's lots of people listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. In Louisville, 103. Hot in Lexington, same thing. High temperatures in Grand Rapids, Michigan, 104 degrees. I mean, brutal. Atlantic City, New Jersey, 100 degrees. People flying into D.C., as I said, was terrible. If you went, took the temperature reading at Reagan, 105. And this is when people just really crave rain, when you have outrageous heat. And just not used to it. Not used to it. All right, let's take another one here from Fox in the Fire. Fox in the Fire says, boy, I'll tell you what, I have never seen anything like it, Kate. I've lived in Missouri my whole life. I have certainly ventured beyond these borders for trips and whatnot, but I've never felt 107 for this many days. It's ridiculous. We need relief fast. How about buckets of rain would we so welcome here? Yep, and that is Fox in the Fire. That is a sentiment that you're not the only person who has echoed that in so many of the emails that that we got. Let's go to one more, and this one has nothing to do with the heat, but what I was just talking about. And this one comes to us from somebody calling him Mr. Fix-It. Mr. Fix-It says, Kate, beware. Make sure you tell your listeners about the possibility of the computer crash, the great crash on Monday. Make them check their settings to see if the server is okay or is part of a rogue network with a malvirus. Yes, we did mention that, and very scary, isn't it? So make sure that you go to DNS-OK.us to test your connection to make sure that you don't have the chance of the malware scanner. And if you haven't used it recently, you got to make sure, check everything, and make sure that you're clean so you don't get surprised on Monday. Oh, that'd be awful. Monday is one of those days where you're just not ready to be messed with, especially after a holiday. Oh, never good.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.